Live from the hills of Westwood, this is Long Story Short, the Daily Bruin's weekly news and culture talk show at UCLARadio.com.
I'm Janaki Mehta.
And I'm Sid Shah. It's 6 p.m. and you're listening to Long Story Short at UCLARadio.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at Daily Bruin Radio. Check out our Daily Bruin Radio Facebook page and like our stories and interviews. Hey, so this is mine and Janaki's first show in this quarter. Moral and Kathleen hosted last week. How has your spring quarter been so far?
It's been really good. This has been the busiest quarter, but I'm taking the most interesting classes I've taken thus far, and I'm really excited about all of them. So it's been good. How about yours?
It's been pretty chill. This is the first quarter that I'm not taking any major related classes.
Oh, nice.
So it's been really chill so far.
Yeah.
Anything you did this weekend?
Well, I have like a pre-birthday celebration with my family back home, which was really fun.
All right.
How about yours?
Well, I mean, I did the usual, you know, hike around LA. That's and study.
Nice. That sounds relaxing. So, on Long Story Short, we don't mess around. From science and health to arts and politics, local news and campus buzz to social life and dating, we're here to talk about it all. That being said, we've got a wonderful show in store tonight.
Spring is probably one of the most eventful quarters on campus. From Dance Marathon to Spring Sing, all the great events make leaving UCLA for summer much harder. Spring is also the quarter where UCLA's undergraduate student body votes for a new student government. So today we have Janet Newton and Amanda Shallert from Daily Bruin News, who will join us in the studio and talk about this year's elections and new slates.
And then stay tuned to get a breakdown of Coachella, the music festival which took place this past weekend and has a second round this upcoming weekend. This fest acts as a tipping point for other West Coast music festivals like Sasquatch and Outside Lands, and has influenced smaller LA music events like Brokechella. Quinn Kyle, a UCLA student who will perform at Brokechella in downtown LA, will come into the studio to talk about his offshoot. He will be followed by an interview with Hannah Cohn, who talks about some of the workshops and activities at the Hammers Arts Party this Tuesday.
Stay tuned for more. Welcome back to the show. So right now I have next to me Amanda Shallert, the campus editor from News, and she's basically going to speak to a couple of transfer students. And what she's going to talk about is the transfer referendum, which talks about whether transfer students can participate or hold office in the USAC government.
Hi. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves too?
Hi, I'm Randall Call, fourth year sociology major.
My name is Alyssa Nunez. I'm a third year political science major.
And I'm Nicole Fossier. I'm a fourth year political science major.
So last week, I went to the USAC meeting, and I know you guys talked for like a long time, and council talked for a long time about the possibility of having a transfer student representative on council. And I was wondering, first off, like, how did you guys start this idea and like bring it to fruition?
For a few months, I've been working with the Transfer Task Force, which is myself and Heather Adams, a fourth-year psychology major. We've been lobbying and advocating for transfer representation and a transfer student center with administrators. We were set up with Nicole a couple months ago through a professor. She had similar aspirations, but through adding a transfer representative to the council. So she, the professor put us together, and we've been a team ever since.
Yeah, I'm actually a traditional student, not a transfer student, but I had heard that this has been something that transfers had been working on for a while and that they were trying to get a transfer center and were just having trouble getting their voices heard at all in USAC and administration and in any of these different areas. And I have a lot of experience with the logistics of getting things through council and initiatives, and I thought it was a really good cause and I just wanted to help out.
Oh, yeah, I actually wanted to ask you about the logistics of this. So you guys have a petition right now, and I was wondering how far are you in like getting signatures, and also I was wondering like what else do you need to do to get it to council and put it on the ballot?
So there are two different routes that you can get a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which is what this is. You can either get a petition signed by 15% of UCLA undergraduates, or you can get it put on the ballot by a vote of two-thirds of council. And so we really want this to pass. So to be safe, we're going both routes. We're collecting signatures on one hand, and we're also trying to get it through council.
And so I hear you guys are going to council tomorrow night, too?
Yes, tomorrow night we're going back to council. They had suggested we take a week to get our language straight for our constitutional amendment proposal. So we've taken the last week to rewrite the language and talk to some of the USAC council members about some of their concerns and what some of their issues were with the referendum.
Last week, one of the issues that I kept hearing was that some council members thought that if they allowed one group of students to have a representative on council, then it might open the door for other groups of students to call for the same type of representation. Do you guys have a response to that, or what's your take on that issue?
We actually do have a response for that, and our opinion on their opinion is the fact that transfer isn't a demographic. So yeah, there are a lot of different bodies that make up our undergraduate population at UCLA, but the thing is, transfers are one-third of that undergraduate population, and we're made up of a bunch of different demographics. So obviously, there are Mexican-American transfers, there are Chicano transfers, there are African-American transfers, there are Asian-American transfers. And so, basically, there are also international transfers while we're getting at it. So while we are calling for representation, we really do feel that having a transfer representative is inclusive of all of those different groups.
Okay, cool. So that was actually all my questions, but did you guys have anything else you wanted to add about tomorrow night, maybe?
Support tomorrow night. We're going to be presenting to council. We'd love to have a huge showing.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks, Amanda, for shedding light on that issue. With two new slates and many current council members running for the upcoming elections, the campus is soon going to start seeing some serious flyering. And also, we're going to hear Janet talk about the two new slates that are fired up and the Bruin Sederis, as she asked me to pronounce them. 31 people have already declared their candidacy for various offices. So, guys, we'll start with the questions, and these new slates, these new slates, do they have a specific platform they're running on? And you were talking about how, before the show, how there are three primary, and then there's the Bruin Sederis?
Yeah, Bruin Sederis is only running one candidate, and that's for general representative. For Fired Up, they don't have any specific platforms outlined exactly already, but the general the gist of it is that they want more affordability and more diversity on campus. And what's significant is that with these two new slates, it's a huge difference from a couple of years ago where there was only one slate running, and last year where only two slates were running.
Is that one of the ways that the election is different from previous years, or what else kind of makes this one different from the ones that have come before?
Well, what I think is interesting is that Fired Up was actually partly formed as a direct reaction to the USAC Council this year. I've spoken to members from Fired Up, and they told me that they were angry about the stipend increases and the surplus allocations that they gave to council member initiatives a couple of months ago, which amounted to about $80,000, rounding up, but they did end up returning that, but they were angry that they didn't do student outreach in the first place.
Yeah, these new slates sound very spirited this year. Can you actually just tell me about the names really quickly? Kind of steering a little bit away from the issues, but they've got the exclamations and kind of unconventional names, so yeah.
Right, so I spoke to someone from Fired Up, and she said that it's about being passionate about fighting, about issues that they're concerned about. And with Bruin Sederis, that inverted exclamation point seems to sort of be a satirical point about exclamation points in the first place.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in, everyone. Remember, Bruins, voting begins in 3 weeks.
Stay tuned for more information on LA's very own Chella, the Broke Chella Music Festival in downtown LA.
So there are tons and tons of music festivals all throughout the country going on in the spring and summer months, some of them being South by Southwest, Bonnaroo, EDM, Ultra, and of course our very own West Coast Music Fest during the summer and spring, Coachella. And this is a time when young people from all over get together in large arenas and parks to enjoy each other's company and listen to their favorite musicians. And like I said, the Papa Bear Festival of them all is our very own Coachella Music and Arts Festival, which occurs in the desert town of Indio near Palm Springs. I'm sure all of you have heard of it. This past weekend was one of two, and the second one is going to be this upcoming weekend from the 18th to the 20th. The headliner last weekend was Outkast, and there were very high hopes for their comeback. And so, I mean, what is it that has made Coachella so huge in comparison to other festivals?
One of the factors is the scope of the festival. This year, there were 184 artists performing this past weekend. In addition, the Coachella has a wide musical variety, so it's not just, you know, rock, it's rap, hip-hop, pop, it's all of it. And this attracts more than 80,000 people on a daily basis. In fact, it's gotten so big and expensive at about $375 a ticket. There are tons of students who are music arts and lovers but can't afford to make it to the festival. And so there are offshoots around the LA area, such as the downtown LA's Brokechella, and even our very own co-op's Co-opchella.
Brokechella first came about in 2011, and it is continuing to promote local LA bands, DJs, and other artists, upgrading from last year's two stages to four this year. We have here with us one of the performers at Brokechella, fourth-year philosophy student at UCLA, and music producer Quinn Kyle. Welcome to the show, Quinn.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
So we heard one of your songs right before you came
amazing.
On. Yeah, great song.
It is good.
So you primarily mix and remix music, is that right?
Yeah, I do have some original stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Mainly the stuff that's available right now. Actually, I have like a half and half, like some remixes, some original stuff. So
okay, so in what format are you going to be performing at Brokechella? Like, will you be DJing? How does that really work?
Exactly. I'm just doing a live set. That's pretty much kind of the format. I've done in the past actually kind of more improvising stuff. But for this particular setting, it's better for me just to do more of a DJ set. So that's what I'm doing this time.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's move on to Brokechella. You know, what's the process of getting selected for Brokechella?
I'm actually, so recently, I was doing more independent stuff, like, last year. For a while, so last year is when I really started getting back into music again. Before that, I kind of took, like, a year or so break. Mm-hmm. So last year, I started producing music again, and actually got picked up by this kind of music collective label called Shifty Rhythms, and basically, the person who started it is this guy named Nico Fresco. He's a not only music producer, but he's a more like music video director. And he works a lot with like Diplo and Matt Deason and Major Lazer. So he does like a lot of the videos for them. He recently also did like this Low End Theory documentary called Bang. He directed it, edited and filmed it, everything. So he started his own label called Shifty Rhythms, and they found me online. And so they actually are part of the process of creating that, and so that they just pretty much put me on with them. So
that's pretty incredible. And so, like, you know, the way that Coachella is a bunch of different genres and stuff, you know, do you know of other bands that are performing at Brokechella, and is there something that makes your music specifically a good fit for Brokechella, or is it going to be a pretty wide range of genres?
Yeah, so a lot of the I'm not too familiar. Like, there's definitely a mixture of different genres, but the stage that I'm mainly planning on, the artists that I'm familiar with, only because I'm within that scene, are mainly like instrumental, future beat, bass, and like future like dance music type of stuff. So, all the Shifty Rhythm people, Neo Fresco. There's other people like this girl named Kittens. Young Satan, CZ, Lil Texas, they're all part of like this kind of future bass instrumental dance scene. So that's like kind of the main setting I'm working in with. So that's the people I'm familiar with. But there's definitely like different, like there's comedy up there, there's rock music, but I'm more familiar with my genre, obviously, because that's what I produce in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we obviously there's a slight difference in Coachella and Brokechella. or a huge difference. But if you've been to Coachella, and if you have, let us know. But like, what is Brokecella? How is it reminiscent of Coachella?
The name, maybe. Good start. To be honest, I've never been to Coachella. Probably the last festival I've been to, like big like that, was Outside Lands, like 3 years ago, mm-hmm. where Radiohead performed in San Francisco. That's like the last one I've been to, so I haven't been to Coachella or any like really big ones like that lately. But yeah, the name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, and good luck to you. Quinn will be performing on April 19th. Is that right? That's when Brokecella
exactly.
is, yeah. I think, on... where is it in downtown? On Santa Fe, I think?
Santa Fe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. All right, well, good luck.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, no problem.
So we're back to the show. So tomorrow at the Hammer Museum, the HSA, which is the Hammer Student Association, is hosting an event called Arts Party, where professional artists hold an interactive experience for students. Earlier this week, I spoke to Hannah Cohn, who is president of HSA and fourth-year fine arts student here at UCLA, and she just kind of talked about what the event is, and here we'll listen back to the interview right now.
So, Hannah, what is the series of events that happen at Arts Party?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. I really appreciate it. But we're having our fifth annual Arts Party, which is going to be great. We've got four Los Angeles-based artists and artist collectives who are working with us this year. We have Animal Charm, we have Never Press, Elizabeth Kahn Holland, as well as Andrew Cannon, who was also here last year. And in addition to that, we'll be having a couple of DJs playing all evening, and galleries will be open until 9 o'clock that evening. And on top of all that other exciting stuff, we've got a cash bar as well as a few food trucks, which we'll be stopping by to provide, food.
That sounds great. And so what are these artists going to be doing? Are they going to have sort of stalls or what exactly will be the format of the evening?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be sort of a freewheeling situation. The DJs have their setup, but Animal Charm, who sort of work a lot with videos and collaging videos, they're going to be doing a video projection somewhere within the courtyard. Most of the stuff is going to be happening in the courtyard. Never Press is going to have a table where people are going to be able to create designs to sort of have them printed as risographs, which are really awesome. And then Elizabeth Kahn Holland will be having a photo booth. Everybody loves a good photo booth. And Andrew Cannon's also going to have the set up there as well.
What exactly is a risograph?
Oh, okay. A risograph is kind of like a mimeograph, which probably means about nothing to 90% of the people listening.
Right. So talk to the non-art majors here who are for the first time hearing about Arts Party.
Well, a risograph is it's another way of printing digitally, although it's kind of, I feel like, on the analog end of a digital printing situation. Kind of like a Xerox, but instead of using toner, the image is actually burned through like a particular medium, and then it's like run around an ink barrel. And so
it sounds really complex.
It sounds really abstract, and I bet that if I described it in detail, it would mean less than if you just Googled risograph.
Okay.
Because as soon as you Google it, you're like, oh, that's what a risograph is. What is that chick talking about? You know?
That sounds great. So is anyone welcome to come from UCLA or, is it limited to art majors? How exactly does this work?
It's absolutely not limited to arts majors. We want everybody from UCLA to come down to the Hammer, not only for Arts Party, but just to get exposure to the Hammer first. And then maybe you'll find a place there later. But it's open to all students at UCLA and at any college in the greater Southern like Southern California area. I don't know. Maybe yeah. someone from CalArts is listening. Maybe USC people are listening. Don't know if I'm allowed to say that. but all students are welcome, absolutely.
So each year, is there a specific theme that Arts Party has? And if so, what is the theme for this one?
So there is a theme every year, and it's usually based off of the big exhibition that we have running at the Hammer. And
which is what right now?
Right now it's Take It or Leave It, which is an entire exhibition dedicated to the ideas of appropriation and institutional critique within the 80s and 90s, more so within the art scene. But we took away from that this idea of intervention. So this year's theme is Intervene.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Sorry,
I'm sure it's a loaded question.
No, it's fine. That's a good question, you know. But so in regard to this term intervene and the theme and the things that are going on within Take It or Leave It, we're sort of taking the approach of appropriation as intervention. So we're looking at people who are using a lot of found images, a lot of found video, collaging, and these sorts of things.
Okay.
Survey group with him, and that served as our workshop.
Great. This sounds like a really unique experience for students at UCLA to have, especially those that aren't already in the art major. So it seems like we would actually encourage everyone from UCLA to be there, and it does only happen once a year, is that right?
Once a year.
Yeah, so you guys should definitely try to make it to Arts Party on April 15th, is that right? And what time will it be at?
Well, we're starting at 7, galleries will be open till 9, music will be till 10. Stop by for some food, some art, some music, and just general fun.
You've been listening to Long Story Short, the Daily Bruins weekly news and culture talk show at UCLARadio.com. Don't forget to check us out and like us on the Daily Bruin Radio Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Daily Bruin Radio. The show is also available on podcast on iTunes under Daily Bruin Radio.
A special thanks to Amanda Schaller, Janet Noon, and Quinn Kyle. Also thanks to our broadcast producer, Christiana Cabal, our radio director, Bianca Brosis, and our sound engineer, Hannah Jacobs.
Yeah, thanks a lot to all our guests, and thank you guys for tuning in. Have a wonderful week ahead. Until next time, I'm Janaki Mehta.
And I'm Sid Shah. Keep it classy, UCLA.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life.